Hopskama that Ventiv, Nyep Amulian Felicia Maddox, Nyatsna Hopskaman Skwatan. I'm a citizen of the Kwatan Indian Nation. I was born for the Turtle Clan, and I'm here with NDN Collective, an indigenous-led organization that supports building indigenous power.
Can you tell me what you're doing right now?
Right now, we are joining collectively with Indigenous brothers and sisters from around the globe to make sure that Indigenous people and our rights are heard at the COP26 summit, inside the meetings and outside here on the streets.
What is going on right now?
Right now, we're joining in solidarity. We had a creative resistance moment where we designed banners talking about the land back movement. We believe that if you get Indigenous land back into the hands of Indigenous people, it will be stewarded like it's supposed to. We can restore and revitalize our ecosystems by listening and learning from the traditional ecological knowledge of Indigenous people.
Can you tell me, what does your banner say?
Our banner says, climate justice is land back. End colonialism.
Can you talk a bit more about what that means?
That means that the systems of colonialism have tipped the power toward greed and corporate empires that are extracting our resources, and Indigenous people have suffered from those things for far too long. All of these technological advances have come at the expense of Indigenous communities, and we want to do away with systems that do not have Indigenous people as a matter of human rights at the top of the list when we're talking about climate solutions.
Are you able to talk about where you're from and what's going on there?
Yes, from the United States, so-called United States, also known as Turtle Island. In the United States right now, we are consistently battling extractive industry, and we just saw our president advocate for an infrastructure bill that funds pipelines and extractive industry. So we say no to false solutions, and we're here to join in solidarity with our Indigenous brothers and sisters and let them know that we're going to continue fighting this battle in the United States, and we want to be able to influence decisions within the administration. And we're so happy that we're seeing lots of Indigenous people taking seats of power so that we can be at those decision-making tables.
Is there anything else you'd like to add?
I just want to say that we have to join together. We need Indigenous, Black communities of color, and white allies to stand with us. This fight is a human rights fight. It is not just a climate justice fight. Our humanity is at stake here, and that will affect all of us. So support Indigenous people as we take our lands back under the stewardship so that we can save all of us. Yaha.